Dictation for Ernest Cushman, Cushman, October 2nd, 40. Address as a letter to Saginaw, VA, 321-4085. Dear Sirs at Saginaw VA, TEAL, T as in today, EAL, team. A follow-up, Mr. Cushman, chronic kidney disease, last visit August. No hospital admission, comes in a wheelchair, hard of hearing, progressive weight loss, no teeth, no dentures, comes accompanied with wife, appetite is down, denies dysphagia, there is constipation but no bleeding, no vomiting, no abdominal pain, has incontinent of urine but no infection, cloudiness of blood, unsteady with multiple falls but has not gone to the emergency room and denies loss of consciousness or focal deficits, no major edema or ulcers, he is overweight, denies the use of oxygen, has COPD, inhalers, no purulent material hemoptysis, no CPAP machine, other review system negative. Next paragraph, medication list review. On inhalers, bisoprolol, vitamin D 125. Medications for memory, water pill, Demadex. Next paragraph, estimated weight 210, blood pressure by nurse 123.65, COPD abnormalities distant clear, no pleural effusion, pacemaker device left upper chest, appears irregular, rate 83, no pericardial wrap, overweight of the abdomen, no tenderness or masses, no major edema, speech is without expressive aphasia. Next paragraph, chemistries from January. Creatinine 1.72, which is baseline, representing a GFR of 39, a normal sodium, potassium, bicarbonate elevated, normal albumin, calcium, and phosphorus, anemia 12.7. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD, stage 3B. Stable over time, no progression, not symptomatic, no indication for dialysis, anemia does not require EPO treatment. On diuretics, present potassium normal, mild degree of metabolic alkalosis, no need for phosphorus binders, normal nutrition, calcium. On vitamin D, 125 for secondary hyperparathyroidism. Blood pressure is stable. Management of dementia and COPD. Come back on the next 4 to 6 months.